Well, thanks for tuning our way today. I'm Bill Neff, and this is Morning and Evening. In Psalm 22, verse 7, the psalmist expresses some words that apply directly to Jesus on the cross. He says, "All those who see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out their lips at me and wag their heads with hatred." And then Charles Spurgeon comments, "Mockery was a great ingredient in our Lord's suffering. Judas mocked him in the garden. The chief priests and scribes laughed him to scorn. Herod discarded him. The servants and the soldiers jeered at him and brutally insulted him. Pilate and his guards ridiculed his royalty. And on the tree, all sorts of horrid jests and hideous taunts were hurled at him. Ridicule is always hard to bear, but when you're in intense pain, it's so heartless, so cruel, that it cuts at the very bone of life itself." Think of the Savior crucified, racked with anguish far beyond all imagination. And then picture that motley multitude, all wagging their heads or thrusting out their lips in bitterest contempt of the one poor suffering victim. Their unanimous hatred of him was a display of the worst evil, and yet, in the very moment of its greatest apparent triumph, it could do no more than mock at the victorious goodness which was then reigning on the cross. O Jesus, despised and rejected of men, how could you die for men who treated you so poorly? This is an amazing love, love divine, love beyond degree. We too have despised you in the days before our rebirth, and even since our new birth, we have too often honored the world in our hearts, and yet you bleed to heal our wounds and die to give us life. Oh, that we could set you on a glorious high throne in all men's hearts. We would ring out your praises over land and sea until men should as universally adore you just as they once unanimously rejected you. And that's today's thoughts from Charles Spurgeon, based on Psalm 22, verse 7. Don't forget that each day's transcript is available to you online, free of charge. You'll find today's reading at morningandevening.org.